As Paula McGee filed into the auditorium at the Moore Public Library last week for a forum on tax tips for tornado survivors, she said she didn't even know where to start.
Normally I do our taxes, but I'm not sure exactly how to do them this year.
Paula and her husband Tony had been living in their new home for just 2 weeks when the tornado tore through their neighborhood and destroyed it. Tony said he hopes this part of the recovery process will be less exhausting than what they've gone through so far.
The tornado was actually the easy part of all this because it was there and gone. You know, then we had to deal with the cleanup, you know, the cities and all they needed to be done. Then we had to deal with the insurance, and then we have to, and the last but not least, the dreaded contractor. So I'm just hoping this is a lot easier than everything else has been.
The tax forum was organized by the Oklahoma Insurance Department, and it attracted an overflow of hundreds. While many, like the McGees, were concerned about the process, their son Terry, who also lost his house, admitted he has other priorities.
The taxes have been really the last thing I've been worried about. Getting the house rebuilt and dealing with Estes has been the most important thing.
With everything else going on, taxes can be yet another stressful thing survivors have to deal with. Oklahoma Insurance Commissioner John Doak says April 15th often sneaks up on people after the devastation from a tornado or other natural disaster.
We know that through many of the major events in the United States, even here in Oklahoma, that some folks come up to tax time and they go, oh my gosh, I've had a loss. How does that impact this year's taxes or last year's taxes, and how do I handle that?
But the fact that many people are in the same boat doesn't mean there's a blanket solution for tornado survivors. Todd Pefferman of BKD CPAs and Advisors says it's more complicated than that.
Everybody has, you know, their own individual situation, and everybody's situation is a bit different. And so everybody just needs a little bit of reassurance that what they've got is appropriate and they're not missing anything.
Not missing things, he says, like available tax breaks or extensions. Pefferman's colleague, Chris Zack, says tax season can be confusing even without adding a natural disaster to the mix.
It's very sticky. There's a lot of intricacies as far as what you can take as a loss, if you have a gain, if you lost information. There's just a lot of implications.
But it's important, he says, for people within a federally declared disaster zone to understand all the available resources. For example, they may have an opportunity to recoup some of their losses by recovering 80% of lost property taxes for 5 years starting in 2013. It's because of things like that, Zach says, that tornado survivors who generally do their own taxes should probably consider calling in the experts this year.
If you could, I would try to get help however possible by seeing a CPA or tax advisor.
Tornado survivors already have enough on their plates, he says, without trying to figure out tax season. And with a professional's help, moving on to the next step of recovery can become much simpler. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton.